Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music from Luther Vandross. A question from a listener about First Lady Laura Bush, and a report about a new photography show in Washington, D.C. Today, we visit a museum in Washington, D.C., to learn about the famous American photographer Irving Penn. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
A new exhibition of Irving Penn's work opened recently at the National Gallery of Art. Mr. Penn gave more than 100 of his photos to this museum. The collection represents some of this photographer's most important work in his more than 60 years of taking pictures. Mr. Penn is most famous for his photos of fashion and women's clothing. He worked for years as the photographer for a fashion publication called Vogue magazine. One of his favorite subjects was his beautiful wife, Lisa Fonsegrive, who was both a model and a sculptor. Irving Penn has also photographed many of the world's most famous people. This exhibit shows that he is a master of portrait photography. This kind of photography captures the image of a person in a way that shows his or her true personality. For example, the exhibit includes a very special portrait of the famous Spanish artist Pablo Picasso. It was taken in 1957. In this picture, Picasso is staring at the camera in a very honest way. He looks as if he were about to start talking to you. Irving Penn traveled around the world to photograph many other subjects. There are several pictures of workers who Mr. Penn met on the streets of London and Paris. There are also photographs of native peoples, such as the Asaro mudmen from New Guinea. They look like statues in their tribal clothing and masks that cover their faces. Irving Penn photographed these people in his studio because he wanted to show them in a neutral place. This way, the subjects in the picture are more important than their environment. Mr. Penn even made photographs of carefully placed objects. This kind of picture is called a still life. One such picture, done in 1979, shows a piece of fruit, a bottle, a sewing machine, and human bones. These simple objects become very beautiful when they are artfully placed together. Irving Penn's photographs are important from a technical level as well. He worked very hard to develop a photographic method using platinum and a metallic element called palladium. Using these two metals, he found a way to create photographs that are rich in light and dark details.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from China. A college student named Jane wants information about President Bush's wife, Laura Bush. Laura Welch Bush was born in 1946 in Midland, Texas. After high school, Laura earned a degree in education at Southern Methodist University. She taught in the public schools in Dallas and Houston, Texas. Later, she earned another degree in library science at the University of Texas and worked in public libraries. She met and married George Bush in 1977. They have twin daughters, Barbara and Jenna, who are 23 years old. Mrs. Bush has continued her interest in education and libraries as America's First Lady. She has joined with the Library of Congress to create the National Book Festival in Washington, D.C. And she works with national organizations that urge people to become teachers. In 2001, she created the Laura Bush Foundation for America's Libraries. The organization provides money to buy reading materials for school libraries across the country. This year, the foundation is providing more than $700,000 to 160 school libraries across the United States. The foundation has so far provided more than $2 million to American schools. Mrs. Bush also travels around the world as an unofficial American ambassador. In March, she visited Afghanistan. She met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and visited the Teacher Training Institute in Kabul. In May, she traveled to the Middle East in an effort to help improve opinions about the United States in the Arab world. This week, Laura Bush has been on an official visit to Africa to show concern for the continent's problems. She visited Botswana, South Africa, Tanzania, and Rwanda. Mrs. Bush spoke in support of the importance of education, women's rights, and the fight against HIV and AIDS.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me.
That beautiful voice belonged to Luther Vandross, one of the most successful rhythm and blues singers. He died July 1st at the age of 54. Steve Ember plays his music and tells about his life and work.
Luther Vandross did more than just sing. He was also a songwriter and a music producer. At the age of 21, he wrote a song for a Broadway musical called The Wiz. 2 years later, he sang backup for David Bowie on the British singer's album Young Americans. Vandross also helped write one of the songs. He later sang backup for other famous performers. In 1981, Vandross released his first major album, Never Too Much. It climbed to the top of the rhythm and blues chart. Listen to the title song.
I can't fool myself, I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love fantasy. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of
of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh, my love.
Luther Vandross was born in New York City in 1951 and grew up in the Bronx area of the city. He started singing in high school. He later became one of America's most popular performers. Vandross sold more than 25 million records worldwide. He won 8 Grammy Awards, including Best Male Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance 4 times. Vandross mostly sang about love. One of his songs, Here and Now, is often played at wedding celebrations.
One look in your eyes, and there I see just what you mean. I believe your love is all I'll ever need. Holding you close through the night, I need you. Yeah. I look in your eyes and there see what happiness really means. The love that we share makes life so sweet. Together we'll always be. This pledge of love feels so right, and ooh, I need.
Vandross suffered from weight problems, diabetes, and high blood pressure. He had a serious stroke in 2003. The following year, his album Dance With My Father won several Grammy Awards. He won his last Grammy this year for Best Rhythm and Blues Performance by a Duo. We leave you now with Luther Vandross and Beyoncé Knowles singing The Closer I Get to You.
The closer I get to you, the more you make me see. By giving me all you've got.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Dana Dimange, Nancy Steinbach, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Ooh, lying here next. Time just seems to fly. Let's give love.